Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, False Doctrines, Guard Your Heart, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:5 reads, "But the aim of our instruction is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith." I have just read from the New English Translation. After Jake left that campus fellowship, he started looking for another fellowship to join himself to because he understood that being part of a Christian fellowship on campus was essential to his spiritual well-being. From time to time, Jake came in contact with certain brethren who were genuine. Unlike most believers he met on that campus who were worldly, their faith in Christ was sincere, and he could discern this. He started observing that many of these sincere brethren were members of a particular campus fellowship. This was how he knew where he was to join himself. Because Jake prayed to the Lord for direction concerning what fellowship to join, the Lord answered his prayer by giving him the wisdom to discern brethren and understand that every sound fellowship would have sound brethren. At the end of the teachings, exegesis, falling under the anointing, miraculous manifestations, etc., what sound doctrine and fellowship should produce in believers is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. See Bible text above. A believer who is spiritually healthy would be filled with pure love for his brethren and charity for the world. Impure love is do me, I do you love. It is a love that is based on an expectation of reward. It is not possible to have a good conscience when you have bad conduct. Only sincere faith can produce pure love and a good conscience. Go into today knowing that faith, which is predicated on material gain, is not sincere. Every faith is a substance of things hoped for. If the hope of a person's faith begins and ends with financial and material settlement in this world, his faith cannot be sincere, and it is only sincere faith that can produce pure love and a good conscience. Prayer. Heavenly Father, purify my motives and desires. Let my faith be pure and sincere. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 39 to 40. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job 39 to 40.
Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you count the months till they bear? Do you know the time they give birth? They crouch down and bring forth their young. Their labor pains are ended. Their young thrive and grow strong in the wilds. They leave and do not return. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who untied its ropes? I gave it the wasteland as its home, the salt flats as its habitat. It laughs at the commotion in the town. It does not hear a driver's shout. It ranges the hills for its pasture and searches for any green thing. Will the wild ox consent to serve you? Will it stay by your manger at night? Can you hold it to the furrow with a harness? Will it till the valleys behind you? Will you rely on it for its great strength? Will you leave your heavy work to it? Can you trust it to haul in your grain and bring it to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap joyfully, though they cannot compare with the wings and feathers of the stork. She lays her eggs on the ground and lets them warm in the sand, unmindful that a foot may crush them, that some wild animal may trample them. She treats her young harshly, as if they were not hers. She cares not that her labor was in vain, for God did not endow her with wisdom or give her a share of good sense. Yet when she spreads her feathers to run, she laughs at horse and rider. Do you give the horse its strength or clothe its neck with a flowing mane? Do you make it leap like a locust, striking terror with its proud snorting? It paws fiercely, rejoicing in its strength, and charges into the fray. It laughs at fear, afraid of nothing. It does not shy away from the sword. The quiver rattles against its side, along with the flashing spear and lance. In frenzied excitement, it eats up the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds. At the blast of the trumpet, it snorts. Aha! It catches the scent of battle from afar, the shout of commanders and the battle cry. Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and build its nest on high? It dwells on a cliff and stays there at night. A rocky crag is its stronghold. From there it looks for food. Its eyes detect it from afar. Its young ones feast on blood. And where the slain are, there it is.
The Lord said to Job,
"Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him."
Then Job answered the Lord,
"I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more."
Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm.
"Prepare to defend yourself. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself? Do you have an arm like God's? And can your voice thunder like his? Then adorn yourself with glory and splendor and clothe yourself in honor and majesty. Unleash the fury of your wrath. Look at all who are proud and bring them low. Look at all who are proud and humble them. Crush the wicked where they stand. Bury them all in the dust together. Shroud their faces in the grave. Then I myself will admit to you that your own right hand can save you. Look at the behemoth which I made along with you, and which feeds on grass like an ox. What strength it has in its loins, what power in the muscles of its belly. Its tail sways like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are close-knit. Its bones are tubes of bronze. Its limbs like rods of iron. It ranks first among the works of God, yet its maker can approach it with his sword. The heels bring it their produce, and all the wild animals play nearby. Under the lotus plants it lies, hidden among the reeds in the marsh. The lotuses conceal it in their shadow, the poplars by the stream surround it. A raging river does not alarm it. It is secure, though the Jordan should surge against its mouth. Can anyone capture it by the eyes, or trap it and pierce its nose?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.